Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hey there.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to overcome bad situations. I'm looking forward to this for a lot of reasons.
I can't wait to hear why.
I'm looking forward to it because I'm like a hothead from Detroit.
Oh.
And so I can make a bad situation out of anything good.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And I can make a good situation out of anything bad.
I know, Dharma. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
It's really good. Kristen P. asks, hi, I'm looking for some advice on what to do in this situation. I sent out a mailer in the beginning of August to a few counties in Texas, and with my luck, Hurricane Harvey hit those areas dead on. So I'm not sure what the best route is. I know the area will be restored within time. However, I am worried about buying these properties and having an issue selling them due to others being concerned about the damage in the area and whatnot. What would you do in my situation? Thank you, Kristen.
This has come up a lot recently because there's lots of hurricanes. It's hurricane season.
Right.
And Jill and I actually agree on this. So one thing we agree on.
Yep.
As Ripley said in the movie Alien, nuke it for morbid. I would not even answer the phone. I don't believe in kicking people when they're down like this. And when people are looking for their photo albums and stuff in a flood, you don't want to be talking about a real estate deal.
Right.
And you don't want to take people advantage of people ever. Ever, ever, ever. So that's what I would. I would send a mailer out to Utah or something.
Well, what about this idea, Jack? Now that you're talking about it. I mean, because, A, we totally agree, which is, don't try to take advantage of people now in this situation. Got it.
And you're 100% correct, Kristen P. You know, you're right, all right? But what it looks like to the rest of the world is that you're trying to screw somebody. So, and we know you're not. You sent it out before the hurricane.
Well,
there's no way you can explain your way out of that.
Well, hold on a moment. Here's my thoughts. Let me run this by you, Jack. Here's what I think. So she sent out these mailers. Let's think in August. So they got it in August. And they've been thinking about it. And now they're going to call her back saying, do you still want it? It's under 2 feet of water. Let's talk about that for a second. Because that really may be what's going on. She's made an offer and she still wants the property. Does she say, now, I know I offered you $1,000 for that property. I don't want it anymore because now I know it's under 2 feet of water. I'm sorry, I can't help you. What about that scenario?
I mean, you know what? This is kind of like how to overcome bad situations. It's kind of like the show. There's a lot of ways you can go here. I mean, you could pick up the phone, and if the person says exactly what you just said, do you still want it? You know, I guess you would. I personally, as much as I hate talking on the phone and hate talking to people and stuff, I think that you might want to just have a nice like fireside chat with them and say, how you doing? Is everything cool? And I don't know.
So here's my thing. Okay, so
my gut is just to run away from this thing.
Okay, so Kristen sent out all these offers, and people are good now. Maybe they weren't calling her then, but they're sure calling her now going, we need the money. What about that? That could be a positive thing. Like, you know what, sweetheart? Where is that letter?
That's what this show's about.
Where's that letter? That girl wanted to buy our property. It is a mess now. We need to sell it. And she could be doing them a favor.
If they're calling and leaving a message or they're saying, you know, thanks.
Thank you for that offer.
I do need $5,000 right now.
Boy, you couldn't have come in a better time. Do you still want it? And because this could all be positive. And you know what? It does tie into the show.
That's the difference between you and me.
Here's what I think.
To make everything positive.
Well.
And it's why I adore you.
Thank you. Kristen, you could do it however you want. The bottom line is don't take advantage of people. That's never the right way. Number one. Number two, there could still be some assets in here. And if it's all happened the right way, you feel good about buying the property. They feel good about selling the property. They're actually properly telling you, hey, it was a mess. Here's what it looks like today. Just so you know, they're telling you what you're buying and you know what you're buying and everybody's happy with it. You might be doing them a favor, and this could be a good thing.
There's a lot.
I might follow through, Kristen.
There's a lot of people in this world who love to pray, to turn what this question into and demonize Kristen for this, even though you and I know she didn't do anything wrong at all.
No.
She can't predict the future.
Exactly.
But people like in the media and reporters, they do the Woodward and Bernsteins of the world. They just love they're looking for, they're a writer or a reporter and they need a headline. And I can just see the headline now. Kristen P. sends out mailers to kick people when they're down, by trying to take advantage of people after Hurricane Harvey.
Do we care what they
Here's
say?
Here's all the evidence.
But the evidence I can
just,
didn't
I'm
happen.
Just telling you.
That's enough to turn you away?
Yeah.
The potential?
Yeah, because there's, there's 150 million properties, literally. That's a real number.
Okay.
In this country, we don't need to concentrate on the little hurricane.
So big deal was a couple hundred dollars
Nuke
on a mailer?
Nuke it for morbid and move on, yep.
Okay.
That's what I would do. But I know you, and you want to make a deal out of everything, and that's really healthy. So it's too easy.
What about case by case?
Case by case, I guess. I mean, you're going to answer the phone anyway, right? Whether you send it out to Utah or anywhere. So case by case. But
I'd have a hard time. So here's my thing. I would think I'm doing them a favor. I really would. If someone called me, maybe case by case, Kristen, because I would really think that someone might call me and go, oh my God, I can't believe it. I really could use this $2,000.
You're going to get calls. I'll tell you right now. You're going to get both calls. You're going to get, how dare you, calls. And you get those anyway, the hate. You know.
But they've already got the mailer because it was in August.
And you're going to get calls like Jill just said. So it's really your call. I think I would just say, you know what? It's not you, seller. I want you to know this is not, I'm sorry.
I'd love to help you out, but I don't want to take advantage. I don't want to be looking like I'm taking advantage of
That's
anybody.
That's right. That's actually what I would
say. You
know,
kind
say.
Of thing. You know, that's a tough one.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. It's kind of like we're at a funeral.
Jack
right
had
now.
To cut me off because we can go on this forever. I don't know, because there's so many ways to look at it.
Welcome to our funeral today.
Yes.
Today's topic, how to overcome bad situations.
Silly.
This is the meat of the show.
You're silly.
How do you do it, Jill? I mean, because you just walk around happy all the time.
You know, there are no bad situations. There's only learning moments. I'm just kidding.
Could
you imagine?
One of my buddies asked me this like a year ago. We were all out having fun and stuff. Like couples fun, you know?
Couples fun.
And he leans over and like no one could hear and he says, is she really like that? Like all the time? Can she wake up happy? And like, does anything really get to her ever? That seems like a dream come true female. And I'm like, dude, you have no idea. It sounds like a dream, but it's be careful what you wish for. She's just, Jill could have fun in a, if we had $5 and we lived in Riverside,
and it's date night.
We ate ramen noodles.
And our
I
car
swear
doesn't work.
Joe would make some some positive thing out of it. I swear. I know you're trying your best,
yeah,
Jack.
I could just see us. Our car doesn't start, and we live in Riverside, and we have $5 on date night. You know, I could have fun with that. There would be a game involved.
I know.
We'd be having a picnic in the backyard.
Jill could make a game out of...
I did that.
The cardboard center of a toilet
paper
roll. Dude. I'm not joking.
I've done that.
I know.
There's been times when we didn't have much, and I was trying to... The kids were little, and just trying to have fun. And I remember doing Subway sandwiches at the park and having a picnic and spreading out a blanket and... Mm. And the kids thought this was the greatest thing.
I know.
I'm like, wow, this was awesome. They didn't know it was a $20 event. This is what we could do right now. This is a long time ago. And they thought it was like, they just wanted to do that every Thursday. Why can't we do this every Thursday? I'm like, well, that's great.
I remember that. I don't know why
I did.
That was a long time ago, Joe.
Exactly. So that you could do that. All right. So how did
there was a time where no one was buying property or selling property for about 2 years. And that's what Joe's referring to. Fortunately, we didn't have any debt and we didn't borrow any money. So we got through it pretty well, but I remember that.
When Jack says no one, it means that there wasn't a lot. It wasn't like it was in the beginning. You could still unload property, but it was harder, longer, and it was cheaper. And thank goodness they were all paid for.
Because
that's how we roll.
That's right.
So it was like, all right, we're not getting double our money. We're getting this. We're getting 50%, 75%. Dude, I'm still making money, and we're still okay.
Cash flowing, let's say.
And we had a lot of property,
thousands of properties
in the can there. So I don't know what the right term is.
In the can's good.
Okay. So,
do you guys have any property left? We got some property in the can.
She's selling.
What are you, a movie producer now?
Oh my gosh! So, it worked. So I was gonna. Well, that's number one. My first thing I was gonna define. All right, let's define what's a bad situation. One is nobody's buying anything. Well, that's a bad situation. Number two, a deal's gone really awry. That's a bad situation. Number three, you have business issues. Your website crashed. An employee walked out.
I thought we were going to talk about tailgating or something.
Oh, no.
How do you overcome a bad tailgater?
Well, that's another bad situation.
That's what I want to talk about.
We can talk about that,
after you're done with the real estate thing, that's what I'm going to talk about.
Okay. Money problems. That's a bad situation. So there's a lot of bad situations. Tailgating. Somebody, illegal, hey, you just got served. That's a bad situation. I don't know. I mean, dream it up. There are a lot of bad situations.
You reared the wrong person.
That's a bad situation.
You have three kids and you really like two.
You're getting audited. That's a bad situation. There's a lot of things that can be bad situations. You know, and I'm thinking, we're joking on the big ones. There could be little bad situations like, doggone it, my car won't start today. It's not the end of the world. That's a bad situation though at that moment. All right, so what do you do with all of these bad situations? All right, this is going to be a chill moment. But number one, it's breathe.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes, stop it.
That's your advice, breathe.
This is a three-step process. Hang with
me
here.
I'm just saying what all the listeners are saying to themselves.
That's fine.
That's your advice, breathe.
Well, you know why? Here's why. You need to take a step back and really evaluate how bad this really is. Is it really going to sink the ship? And you have to take a step. You got to breathe a moment. Don't react yet. Take a step back. This is not a military thing where you react first, think second. You need to think first.
That was going to be my advice.
Well, I know that, but this is not the military way to do this. So hang with me here.
I am.
Okay. So this is not a fire. But you need to take a step back and really evaluate it to make a good decision. That's why. If you react first on a lot of these, you might make the wrong decision, and we don't want that. Number two, you
wrote stuff down for this.
I did write stuff down.
Wow.
So Jack's looking the other way right now, and he just flung his head around to look at me going,
ever.
You have notes?
There's nothing in our professional lives that Jill works on less than this show.
You know why? Because this is fun for me. I you know what I love? I love the ad lib, just let it flow way we do this show. For
our
me.
Six listeners feel the same
yeah,
way.
Yeah, they do.
They
now, and now too. So anyway, all right. And then, okay, now we got to assess what this is. So, and then if we have a plan, great. Well, you know what? Try to come up with a plan. That's really step two. Try to come up with a plan to get yourself out of this situation, or at least figure out what you need to do. And then be upfront and honest with everybody that's involved. You have to come clean. You know, if it's something you did or even that you didn't do, you have to tell everybody, so this is what's going on, everyone, and here's what we're going to do about it. And then number three, or I don't know where I am in the steps, but do the right thing, even if it costs more. That's my thing about bad situations. You
it's
know?
All good advice.
Thank you. Uh-oh, here comes
my
Jack.
Buddy Dennis, who's a fantastically successful home flipper.
The one who's coming to visit
he's
us?
He's Italian, too, like I am. Yes, the one who's going to be here probably today.
Mm-hmm.
He has a saying. And he said it's like changed his life recently. It changes the quality of his relationship. Let's say that. He said, every time I get a little miffed about anything, I ask myself this question. Is this going to matter in a year? And he's like, no, I'm just a happy person because nothing's going to matter. Stuff that you really get upset about, it just doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Really. You know, there's a few things that you should get upset about, like my kids failing math. That's actually, you got to do something about that. But, you know, outside of some real serious health issues and stuff, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter.
Get him a tutor, solve the problem.
I looked at what number, for whatever reason, I look at the bestseller list, the books all the time. And there's a bestseller, one of the books that's like number six right now.
G rating.
Yeah. It's the title is this: How to Not Give a F.
Yeah.
The but art of not giving an F, or, you know what I'm saying? And I really believe that. You know, the older I get, I'm like, you know what? Who cares? Who cares who the president is? Just don't care.
Mm-hmm. Because all these things are in place to make sure they don't go crazy rogue, no matter who it is.
Right.
So I like that.
Overcoming bad situations is a personal thing. I have struggled with this, and not so much last few years, but my whole life, because I'm an Italian hothead from Detroit, and people piss me off. Oh, I can't say that word.
Yeah.
People make me mad. And for most of my life, I've really reacted strongly to it, and it's gotten me nowhere, quite honestly. All it does is get me mad. It agitates and aggravates the person that's really doesn't even know they're tailgating, because that's how stupid they are. It's just, you know what? You got to laugh and walk away. And what I've learned recently is there's huge power in silence. Mm-hmm. If somebody's messing with you, if you sit there quietly and just look at them like you're the biggest idiot on the planet, it's going to stop 9 times out of 10.
You know what I do? I have a mantra in my head for those things, like really bad people and stuff like that, and the tailgaters. I
welcome to our family discussion, listener.
Yes, you like this? I go, what is wrong in their world that they are so mad about this cashier taking 10 minutes, or not even 10 minutes, 2 minutes, because they had to get ones in their cash drawer. You know what I mean? There's always that person in line. And I'm like, why are they so upset? What's going on bad with them? And I just try to stay away from them.
What's sentence you say? It's
like, what is going on in their world that they are this unhappy about this silly little tiny
blip? How many times a day do you say that about me?
20. Do you know what's so funny? I gotta just say this is so good. So where we live, there's a front door and then a back door, and we're real close to the water, so we often leave the whole house open and just let the breeze flow through. Well, the back door, if you don't put the stopper there, it'll close by itself and it'll like slam. So half the time, I don't know if it's a breeze
or
if it's Jack. And I
you know what?
I just ignore it. I'm like, well, it's one or the other. And I don't do anything.
That's great. I think it's outstanding. What's he mad about now?
There's times that the door slams and I'm like, uh-oh, what happened? You know, kind of thing. And like, oh, it was a breeze. It wasn't Jack. But that's when I use that mantra. I'm like, well, whatever it is, I'm staying out of the way. And it could be something silly and little, like a tech issue or a website issue.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to do with me. It's you.
Oh, never.
So thank you. And I just kind of stay out of the way.
I never get mad at you or the kids. I get mad at situations.
Yeah.
You know, I'd never get mad at you, Jill.
Thank you. You know, it's hard for some people, and it's hard for me. It's hard not to take on other people's things. You got to be careful of that. Because if you get upset, then I'm going to get upset. And I have to go, nope, that's not your thing. Let him handle it. It's his thing. Back off.
We're really fortunate right now. We have the people who are work for us. We have the best group of people I've ever had. Since the 90s as employees. They just, they seem to solve their own problems, or at least they hide them from us really well.
They do.
Either way, that's fine with me.
Exactly. That's awesome.
Let's bring this back to real estate.
Nope, nobody saw that. Good.
Bring this back to real estate a little bit.
Okay, so bad situations.
So no matter
what we're all about. You spent
too much. What we're all about here is sending blind offers out to property owners, all property owner types, for less than the property's worth. And I'm here to tell you, that really upsets a few people.
Yeah, there's a bad situation.
Who the heck are you? Who do you think you are that you're going to send me an offer for my piece of property that's worth $1.5 million for $1.2 million?
Right.
And you know what? They're right.
And that's okay.
And here's how I explain it when I actually do talk to them, when it gets that bad. Like, I have this saying, if stuff gets to my desk, it's either really bad or really good. And so every once in a while, there's somebody that just won't stop. And so I call them and I say this. Listen, I sent you an offer for $1.2 million, and I know your property's worth $1.5 million, and you clearly don't want to sell it. We call it the hate in the office, like H-A-I-G-H-T, like hate Ashbury. So, you know, this is the business that we're in, truthfully. This is a business we're in, and I've got 6 signed offers from the same mailing from people that are your neighbors, by the way, who are selling me their property for $1.2 million. Yeah, it's worth 1.5. Get over it, man. And it's the same what Jill said. What? And that's what I say. You need to ask yourself what's wrong in your life that you're so angry that this is this little piece of paper that you really should have just thrown away like everybody else that got it. This is sending you to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And that
them.
Makes them stop.
It's them and it's not you. And just let it go. If they don't want to sell, have a nice day.
Right.
That's
But
fine.
I'm going to respectfully ask that you stop harassing my staff.
Yeah.
Then I hang up the phone, and then this is what I say to myself. Or I'm going to crawl through that phone.
That's funny. So
I like this. It's fun talking about stuff like this, Jill.
I know. This
Nobody's left listening, but it's fun for
That's
us.
That's okay. It is good.
Join us in the next episode where we discuss lessons from data-obsessed people like me.
Oh, and we answer Luke Harris's question about HOA fees.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show, Jill. Good for us, anyway.
Yeah, that was therapy.
See how the numbers come back.
Yeah.
Probably lost half of our
That's
audience.
That's true. We're going to turn into a psychology something. It's not fireside chat. I'm trying to think what this is called. Psychology 101 with Jack and Jill. I don't know. That's so silly. Hey, you like our show? At least the
problem.
Other ones.
You like our show. That's your problem.
That's your problem. Hate our show?
That's my problem.
Either way, subscribe. You'll be entertained. And rate us on iTunes or wherever you're listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.